an unusual economic takeout now as we wait for the unemployment number later this morning. You know, it's probably hard to feel the sting of a recession if, say, you're an investment banker, right? And you're getting only a $2 million bonus. Okay, maybe the number's down, but you're not really feeling any change, any actual sacrifice. But at the other end of the economic spectrum, the recession is also abstract to people in communities who never saw much of a boom the past two decades at all. So Ibrahim Abdelmateen, normally our sports contributor, he sort of lives an economic double life, we learn. He joins us early in the morning, hears all those economic statistics that lead our newscasts, but then by day, he's a community and youth leader in East New York, a neighborhood that prosperity has passed by for generations, and that most New Yorkers never venture out to, since it's on the outskirts of Brooklyn and only connected by two major train lines. The faces of the people in this neighborhood you can't see in the statistics, and their faces Ibrahim Abdelmateen sees every day. We wanted to meet some of these people. Ibrahim, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about East New York. What does it look like? And, you know, it's not a boom or bust economy. It's been bust pretty much for as long as you've ever been associated with it.
It's a very industrial neighborhood.
Right.
When you look out into the landscape, you look and it's a very bleak area. But I think Ramasu Ryan, who's one of the young people that I work with, he can describe it the best way.
I live in East New York. I live in Brooklyn. There's a lot of broken down houses. There's a lot of broken down lots. There's a lot of drug houses, crack spots. And like, you don't even have to walk that far from the train station in order to see a group of gangsters on the corner slinging drugs.
So how old is Ramasu? He's a job trainee.
Ramasu, I believe he's 20. He's a new dad. He's trying to make a decision. Should he join the training program and get ready, get the skills to get out into the workforce, or should he go into the military, which is something that he had wanted to do for a while, but then the urgency of it came even more so when he realized that he was going to be a new dad.
So, you know, there's an uphill battle trying to get work if you're from East New York, because the unemployment rate, I think, dwarfs the 10% unemployment that's in the United States.
That's correct. Actually, according to the Fiscal Policy Institute, it's 1 in 5 people in East New York are unemployed, which is the highest unemployment rate in the 5 boroughs in New York City.
So you're facing that statistic, which sort of says, all right, it's economically bleak in this neighborhood. What other messages do young people get in East New York which might suggest to them, hey, forget about boom or bust. You guys aren't going anywhere.
Oftentimes, I see young people that they're very sensitive. So you criticize them, and they want to snap at you. You know, you joke with them, and then they're like, I don't know anything. So they're very sensitive. It goes back to some of their experiences when they were younger. We spoke with Ian Hardy, and Ian's 19 years old, yeah. And he's been badgered by negative messages ever since he was in eighth grade.
I was in eighth grade in my classroom, my social studies class, and my teacher, she said, I will never amount to nothing, so, like, don't bother coming to school or taking any, like, tests and stuff like that.
Well, we talk on this program a lot about discouraged workers, people who don't look for work anymore, who don't show up in the statistics, and we're solidly in this population at this point. And I imagine it takes a certain wisdom to negotiate how to pull people out of this kind of a economically distressed community. What do they think of you?
Well, that's funny. We were talking the other day about how do I connect with them? You know, my experience wasn't necessarily their experience, but I don't think you need to have a similar experience to connect with young people that come from difficult backgrounds. There's a saying, young people from the urban areas and young people from the suburbs, they all have the same levels of intelligence, same level of understanding, same level of work ethic, but the difference is the kids from the suburbs believe that their analysis is going to change the world and change their life. The people in the urban areas, they think that their analysis is irrelevant and it's not going to change their life.
But occasionally you meet somebody who definitely has an attitude that sort of stands out. Listen to this.
People say it's not jobs out here, but it is. You just have to, you know, you have to look. And, like, when you get turned down, I think people take it as a negative thing. Like, if it just turned into a positive thing, is like, they don't hire you. Well, you could say, like, they missed out on, like, a good worker or something. You know, like, if you motivate yourself, you won't be put down.
It took her 2 extra years to graduate from high school. That's Carrie L. I love the hope and the honesty that comes from these young people, and that's the biggest thing, is that with all these difficult pressures, they're still able to find this fissure of hope that will carry them through.
And you tell them every day that there are opportunities out there in the green economy, even in a place like East New York. Do you believe that?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, with all the weatherization work that needs to happen, with all the innovation that needs to come, some of the innovation is going to come from these young people.
And the solution, in part, comes from our own Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor on the streets of New York every day. Ibrahim, get to work now. We're going to talk to Ibrahim about sports later on this morning, but you can hear more from those young people that Ibrahim works with a special audio slideshow at thetakeaway.org. And while you're there, you can read Ibrahim's blog post about the decade he spent working with young people sort of beyond the boom and bust prosperity of the mainstream U.S. economy. Coming up, yet another case filed against the Toyota Motor Company.